there were a couple instances, well, two instances that I'm aware of, one with the Ukrainian, involving the Ukrainian prime minister, who is someone who has had a great deal of interaction with the U.S., and also the foreign minister, who has also had a great deal of action with the U.S., making some rather interesting, to say the least, strident comments. The prime minister referred to Russians who are Russia and Russians who are supporting the separatists as subhuman. Is that something that you guys would agree with? Is it something that you're concerned about?
Well, those,
is it the kind of language that you would expect from an ally of the United States? And the foreign minister called President Putin something that I can't even say here.
Come on,
in the
Matt,
briefing.
You want to.
No, I'm not going to take the. I'll let you if you would like to.
No,
but maybe
thank
you would like
you.
To repeat it. Maybe you agree
that.
With it. I don't know.
I will refrain from that.
Is this the kind of language coming from? You know, this is a. These are officials who you guys have supported, and I just want to know. Do you, I mean, this is something. Is this kind of language acceptable?
Well, I think one piece here that's incredibly important is to remind you and everybody what the foreign minister was doing when he made those comments, and he was. He went to the Russian embassy, he personally went to the Russian embassy in order to calm the protesters and succeeded in doing so. That was where he was. He's been encouraging calm, encouraging a peaceful resolution. And I would otherwise point you to the Ukrainians on the meaning of the language used. But I think the context here of what effort he was undergoing is an incredibly important part.
So you don't think that kind of language is inflammatory from the foreign minister's from the foreign minister's language, his comment, you don't think that's inflammatory at all?
Well, Matt, again, you're familiar with the words we use and don't use, but I think the context of what he was trying to accomplish there is important here.
All right, well, comments made and whatever in that kind of context, when you're out, so you're at a trying to calm things down, if that's in fact what he was doing, which I don't have any reason to doubt, that's one thing. But the prime minister's reference to Russians as being subhuman was actually posted in English on the embassy website here. you know, one of the complaints or one of the accusations that the Russians have made about these guys in Ukraine is that they are very right-wing, that they're fascist, that they're Nazi kind of thing. And, you know, this kind of language just, it would appear to speak to it. Are you okay with them using words like subhuman to describe the Russians?
Matt, look, I think the prime minister's behavior and his leadership has been pretty consistently in support of a peaceful resolution to the circumstances on the ground, protections for individuals, including Russians, across eastern Ukraine. And I think I would encourage anyone to look at that as evidence of how he feels.
So you're not you don't think that it warrants any kind of condemnation or any kind of – you don't think he should rethink and not use that kind of language? Because it is inflammatory. I mean,
I would point you to the Ukrainians for that. But, again, I would remind everyone of the behavior and the support for a peaceful and calm resolution to the conflict.